It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much, super producer and host Ryan Hickey, holding it down for us in New York City. Let me fill you in. We got a final score here. We know one half of the women's championship game on Sunday for the Final Four, for the national championship. The South Carolina Gamecocks, they remain undefeated, 37-0. They knock off North Carolina State, the final score 78-69. South Carolina now awaits the winner of UConn and Iowa. That game is going to start in a few minutes. Well, in about 30 minutes, maybe sooner. And then we'll have a championship game set for Sunday. We're going to get into that momentarily. Thank you to everybody for listening on this Friday night. I hope you had a great week. If you haven't, get ready for the weekend. If you don't want to get ready for the weekend, then I don't know what the hell to tell you, okay? Have fun listening now. I'm going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. First of all, thank you oh so much. Earlier on in the show, we had a conversation, college basketball, women's conversation, with Sean Hurd of ESPN's Anscape, so thank you to him. Talk some football as an overall sense with Bryant McFadden, CBS Sports HQ analyst and a former Super Bowl champion with the Steelers. Talked about Tyreek Hill telling everybody Odell is going to be a Dolphin. Odell is like, I don't know what you're talking about. We discussed Bronny James in college. And so we've gone through a lot. We'll continue to discuss a lot as I hang out here with you for only one more hour to close out the week. If you want to participate in the show, you can always call up 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Me, I'm on the internet. I'm everywhere at JR Sport Brief. We got a busy hour here before we roll out. A matter of fact, let's kick the hour off by listening to the final call of South Carolina knocking off North Carolina State. This is courtesy of Westwood One NCAA Radio Network.
9.1 seconds to go. South Carolina will just get the ball in bounds. Malaysia Fulwiley will dribble ahead. The clock will tick down, and this game is over. Win number 37 for South Carolina sends them to the national championship game on Sunday. South Carolina 78, NC State 59. The Gamecocks remain undefeated. They will meet UConn or Iowa for a national championship here on Sunday afternoon.
And it was a good game at the beginning, because at halftime, the South Carolina Gamecocks led North Carolina State by 1 point, 32-31. 90 seconds before the half, Camilla Cardoza, the star for the South Carolina Gamecocks, she was abusing them out there. She had 12 of their 16 points in the second quarter, and it was still only a one-point game. But she had to exit with a lower leg injury or lower body injury, and she walked to the locker room. And it's just like, well, if Camilla Cardoza goes down, South Carolina, man, they have less of a chance. North Carolina State has an even better chance of winning. But then the second half of the game started. And Camilla Cardoza, she got back out there onto the court. Ultimately, she finished with 22 points and 11 rebounds. Her teammate off the bench, Ashlyn Watkins, had 20 rebounds and 8 points. And just listen to this. In the third quarter, what was a close game, it became a blowout, because South Carolina outscored North Carolina State 29-6 in the third quarter. Let me say that again. They outscored them 29-6 in the third quarter. And to kind of cap it all off, I want you to listen to this. This is Bree Hall from the Gamecocks. She knocked down a three at the end of the third. This is also courtesy of Westwood One. Listen to this.
Game clock down to seven. Over to Tessa Johnson high on the right. Back to Pow Pow on the left. Up top it goes to Hall. She'll shoot the three. It is good. And that will cap a monster quarter for South Carolina. The Gamecocks outscore NC State 29-6 in the third. And they lead 61-37 with just 10 minutes to go.
It's tough. 61-37 at the end of the third? Hickey, I was telling everybody at that point, just go to the bathroom. What else is there to do? And they ran them away. This was the fastest. I feel like this was the fastest basketball game on the women's side. But this is what happens with South Carolina basketball. They run you up and down the court. They dominate.
They dominate. And that's what also great teams do, right? I feel like the best teams in any sport, slow first half, maybe you don't have it. Maybe you got a punch in the mouth that you weren't expecting. But it's like the great teams right after halftime settle down and make a statement early on. So South Carolina did, and I mean, within the first 3 minutes of the third quarter, you kind of knew this game was over.
Yeah, and South Carolina is 37-0. Let me remind you, at this point last year, they started 36-0, okay? They went and took on Iowa, and they lost 77-73. You don't want to tell me that the Gamecocks don't want to face off against Caitlin Clark? Remember, Iowa beat them 77-73, and then Iowa went to the national championship, and then they lost to LSU. This year, South Carolina has kind of a stranglehold on what's going on right now. And in this hour, we're going to have a tip-off between Iowa and UConn. And so it's going to be a battle of Caitlin Clark Paige Beckers to see, like, what goes on and who moves forward. And, you know, this is what I was saying weeks ago. Yeah, we can look at the men's side, and we've had some names that have popped up, the DJ Burns of the world, the Sears of the world with Alabama. But, man, people have been watching Caitlin Clark to see what she does. I want to see the matchup. I'm sorry. I am rooting for Caitlin Clark in Iowa to beat UConn. I don't want to be the big bad dude. But I want to see if Caitlin Clark can just slay the world by herself. She's already a legend. Can Caitlin Clark continue to build on it? Drop 40 points today. Drop 50 points in a championship game. Give me something to watch. I love basketball. It's crazy watching people do the absolutely amazing. But for South Carolina, this is just business as usual. Okay? Dawn Staley, head coach of the Gamecocks. She spoke earlier in the day, and she pretty much said, like, listen, like, the championship is close, and this is, we're trying to keep it normal here.
Not disrespecting the process or not disrespecting our opponent, but once you get here, they can see it. NC State can see it. UConn can see it. Iowa can see the end of the finish line. There's one and a possible games left for all of us, and I want to win.
Yeah, she wants to win, and she's damn right. Forget a game, and that's it. There's only one game left for them. That's the championship game. And now for South Carolina on Sunday in Cleveland, Ohio, it's just a matter of whether or not they win or they lose. As we get ready for the second game of the night out in Cleveland, Ohio, UConn, Iowa, their coaches spoke. Lisa Bluter, taking a look at her squad in Iowa and what they're going to do, what they could do, and thinking about Caitlin Clark and especially beating LSU. It's been a busy week. Are they emotionally spent? Are they distracted? Are they ready for the moment? Lisa Bluter says, man, we had to hunker down.
There are so many other distractions, and you have to protect your emotional energy. And it's really hard to do when all these people around you, whether it's parents or people asking you for tickets or this media obligation or that, you can be exhausted by the time the game tips.
Oh, Hickey, that's not an excuse, is it?
I think it's more of a reality.
Oh.
And I hope she's not talking to her team. Maybe she's just talking about overall. But this year, more, I mean, that is right. The team out of all four teams that are there, the one with the most attention, the most, I'm sure, with the most media requests is Iowa.
Yeah, well, I guess this is the part about being a superstar. Look, let's be real here. Call a spade a spade. Nobody is thinking about anybody else on that team but Caitlin Clark. That's it. Am I telling a lie? Like, people show up to see Caitlin Clark. She's the one selling the tickets. She's the one that every time the camera's on her as she's warming up, people could barely name another teammate. They just want to see Caitlin Clark. And unless Caitlin Clark just has a bad game, everything else is just like, eh. Let's just see what she can go out there and do. Gino Auriemma, he looks at his team. They got a lot of attention. Gino back in the spotlight, and UConn is not dominating the way that it was years ago. We talked about this last night. There's so much more parity in college basketball right now on the women's side. We don't have a UConn 110-100 game winning streak, but people are finding out, I guess more so across the country, about Paige Beckers. And so even Gino, who's a veteran at this, Gino Auriemma is just like, listen, people, we trying to keep chill here too. You know, we're trying to make sure that we're not reading our own press clippings.
You know, kids are competitive. They want to win. They know what's going on out there. They know who's who. They know what's what. And Caitlin comes down and makes a huge three. Don't think the page is going to pass the next one up.
Okay. All right. They should, Hickey, for all of this, is it too late to just make them play one-on-one? Like put Paige Beckers out there versus Caitlin Clark, and that determines who goes on to the championship, right?
I like it. You know, just kind of, yeah, no, I like that a lot. I think that's a great idea. Sign me up for it. It's not too late. Game isn't started yet. We're still 20 minutes away. You got time to just whistle to the refs or call to the refs, have them whistle four players off, and let's go.
Now, see this. Tip is at 9:32. Well, this is better than what I thought. I think the original tip was 9:39. And so at least we get this game a little bit earlier. I'm certain this game is going to be more competitive than what we just saw from South Carolina. South Carolina Gamecocks, the Lady Gamecocks, they go out there and beat North Carolina State. The final score is a whooping. 78-59, ran them off of the court in the third quarter, outscoring the Wolfpack 29-6. That, my friends, is what you call abuse. South Carolina looks like it's on its way to a national championship. Yeah, their biggest test is going to be in the championship game. Is it going to be Paige Beckers? Is it going to be the superstar Caitlin Clark? We're going to find out in a couple of hours as they are going to get underway in about 20 minutes. UConn taking on Iowa. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We are going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, I know there's another basketball team from North Carolina State, the men. They're hoping for a different result tomorrow because as the women get ready to ball out on Sunday for the national championship, the men, they play their final four games tomorrow out in Phoenix, Arizona. Or should I say Glendale, just to be specific. We're going to hear from the men on the other side of the break. We're going to catch up on some more before we get ready to roll out. We know later this hour, I'm going to tell you about things that have gone on this day in sports history. It's a busy day. I got you covered. A busy night, a busy afternoon, a busy evening. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Clark Kellogg, what a cool guy. He's a cool guy. I like him. Thank you, Clark. Anyway, I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Congratulations once again to the South Carolina Gamecocks. The ladies just beat North Carolina State 78-69. The Wolfpack has been eliminated, at least on the ladies' side of the bracket. In about 10 minutes from now, we're going to figure out who they will see, who they being South Carolina will see in the championship game. Is it going to be UConn? Is it going to be Iowa? People are waiting. Paige Beckers versus Caitlin Clark. That'll be a good one. I'll give you an up-to-date before I get out of here. The game will conclude. I'll be long gone here on CBS Sports Radio. Anyway, I told you that that's not the only North Carolina State team that we got, because the men are at it as well. The Wolfpack sent two schools, two for the price of one, and the ladies were just eliminated in Cleveland, and well, the guys, the men, they're going to be in action tomorrow. A bunch of DJs are going to be out there doing work. DJ Horn, the big man, DJ Burns. North Carolina State not expected to be here. Had to win, it felt like a million elimination games to get here. Had to go through their conference tournament to get here. The ACC tournament, and they've had to just keep going. And now they're in the Final Four. Who would have thought? Nine straight elimination games. Nine of them. And North Carolina State is going to take on Purdue. Yes, this is a battle of the big men. For everybody that's sick of the NBA, you're missing all the action down low in the post. You're sick of these guys shooting a bunch of threes. Tomorrow, you'll probably see a bunch of threes. But you're going to see some big man action. Anyway, yeah, you're going to see big man action. 7'4" Zach Edey. 6'8", 6'9", almost 280 pounds of DJ Burns. A lot of action down low in the post. And let's be real. Purdue, they were supposed to be here, right? It's taken them a few years. A lot of disappointments in the tournament. Losing in the first round, losing in the next round. This year, Final Four. And their head coach, Matt Painter, he understands. Yeah, we finally got here to the Final Four, but taking on North Carolina State, it ain't easy.
My message to them about NC State was we're playing an undefeated team. You know, the team that was 17-14 doesn't exist anymore. The team that's 9-0 does. That's the team we're playing.
Oh, damn. That's real aggressive about the opposition, right? Sheesh. Anyway, his opposition, Kevin Keats, North Carolina State, well, man, if they didn't win their conference tournament, they may not have been here. You could throw that out the window. Despite that, their head coach, he's like, man, we're not surprised that we're here.
We expected to be here. I know people don't believe that. But this is not in our mind as a team. This is not a fluke.
Look. You got to have confidence in yourself, right? You have to have confidence in yourself. You can't go out there saying, oh, we're surprised we'll be. You got to be strong. Got to be assertive. I want to see what the big men do down low. I think ultimately Purdue will win. I think their big man is bigger, unless he gets into foul trouble. 7'4", you gotta be stupid to not just lift your arms up in the air and just make life difficult. Nobody's asking you to be Victor Wembanyama. Just lift up your arms. I'm expecting Purdue to walk away with the first win. My apologies to all my friends in Raleigh, North Carolina, but I think the Wolfpack, hey, the ladies just got sent packing a few minutes ago. And I think by the time we get to around this time tomorrow, the men will be sent packing. My apologies again. I'm sorry. Hey, Hickey, by the way, did you see this story today? Or did you hear Zach Edey complaining about the NIL and how he can't participate because he's Canadian?
Wait, what? No.
I read the story, I saw it, I heard him, and I had to go, oh, yeah, that sounds about right. Zach Edey can make NIL money if the deal is in Canada. He's not an American citizen. He's on a student visa. He can't be here making American money. He's not a citizen. This is the most, and he said that he hopes that the rules get adjusted. And I finished the story and I said, wait a minute. I said, welcome to America, man. That's the most American thing possible. We can import Zach Edey to get an education and play basketball, but he can't make money because he's not a citizen. He's just basically here on loan until he becomes a citizen and makes more money in the NBA, right? I don't know. Wild stuff.
I guess I never realized. I knew he was Canadian, that he was not a U.S. citizen. I mean, I guess that makes sense in theory. I hope at least Canada's taking care of him.
Zach Edey expressed his frustration with United States law that prevents the Canadian-born player from capitalizing on name, image, and likeness on American soil. Zach Edey says, the obvious, I feel like I'm missing out on a lot of money. Wow. NIL, this is law. What does it say? Since Edey, who is Canadian, is at Purdue on a student visa, he's not legally allowed to make money through NIL deals that take place in the United States of America. However, there are loopholes. For example, he can accept NIL money if the work that led to that money was done elsewhere. Now, that's a crap loophole, because what are the odds that that's happening? Unless I'm missing something. Edey, and this is courtesy of ESPN, Edey can do NIL deals when he's home in Canada or when he or Purdue travels internationally. He said he can make money off jersey sales, which he described as a passive income. I mean, something's better than nothing. And I'm like, everybody comes over to America, the athletes, it's like, welcome to America. A couple weeks ago, who got welcome to America? Shohei Ohtani. What is the most American way to get? He got robbed, right? Shohei Ohtani came to America to play baseball, and after about 6 years here, he finally got robbed. We're setting a bad example for our future international players. Everybody in the NBA, half of them are going to come from overseas, which will probably drive Gilbert Arenas crazy. I hope they're paying attention, because the introduction is not well. Hickey, I know you said you think this game's going to be close too, right?
I do. I'm with you that Purdue is going to win, but I do think Burns, Horn, like, I think NC State's going to put up a good fight. They shoot the three ball well as well. And we've seen Burns, doesn't matter the height. The guy's unbelievable feet. I think he'll score down low and keep this game close, but I'm with you. Boilermakers go to Monday's national title game.
Yeah, I think they will. But I want to see a show. I'd love it if he embarrassed Zach Edey. I'm not going to say that would make my day, but I want to see him be competitive. Well, he will be competitive. I want to see him give Zach Edey the business. That's not going to boost Zach Edey's NIL money. It's not going to boost his standing and stock in the draft. But it would certainly entertain me to see a shorter, rounder, fatter man. It's like YMCA basketball. That guy who goes into the gym, is not athletic, looks like he's out of shape, and he is just busting everybody's ass. Sometimes that's more entertaining than sitting around watching the slimmest, fittest, strongest dude fly around the gym. That's to be expected. We want to see the weekend warriors out there busting ass and doing it with just almost seems like no effort. I want to see DJ Burns cook. Anyway, that's not the only game. After North Carolina State and Purdue finishes up tomorrow, you got Alabama versus UConn. Alabama here for the first time, and UConn, damn it, they just used to this. They have won 5 titles since 1999. If UConn wins, if they win on Saturday, if they win tomorrow, if they go to the championship on Monday, this is going to be their 6th title in 25 years. Damn, UConn. Let somebody else win. They have, but let somebody else. Dan Hurley, after winning the championship last year, that's what he said he told his team.
You guys got a chance to make history at a place that is impossible to make history. And that was probably what we leaned into a lot with that returning core that could have been complacent because, you know, been there, done that. Final Four, national championships, you know, I did it already. Why do I got to push so hard? Well, you got a chance to make history in a place that is impossible to make history.
Okay. Well, kind of gentler. Maybe he still has some jet lag from that million-day flight from Connecticut out to Phoenix, Arizona. Meanwhile, Nate Oates, the head coach of Alabama, also not expected to be here, their first ever Final Four. He says, I don't care what you think. Like, we're here to win.
You know, we had to sell our guys that we can make the run, you know, before the tournament, now that we've made the run to get to the Final Four. You know, I want our guys playing loose and free, but I want them thinking we got a chance to win. I mean, if you guys know me, I'm not going to this game just happy to be here.
Some people do. Some people show up just, hey, we accomplished. We weren't expected to be here. We accomplished a lot. Let's just call it a wrap. Not Nate Oates, not Alabama. Let's see if they can put up enough threes to go out there and upset UConn. We're going to find out tomorrow. If you're asking me, I got UConn, I got Purdue in the national championship. And damn it, we got a game that's getting ready to kick off now on the women's side. Caitlin Clark getting ready to have all the televisions tune on to her in Iowa as Iowa gets ready to take on the UConn Huskies from the women's side and Paige Beckers. Yeah, how about that? We could really have UConn win both the men and women's tournament. Yeah, Connecticut dominating everything. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. On the other side of the break, I'm going to tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We're going to talk about some winners. And then we'll talk about some people that are trying to win. I'll explain.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, yeah. The second game is underway. We know South Carolina knocked off North Carolina State. They're going to the national championship on Sunday for the women's side. And right now, they're trying to figure out who's going to oppose them. UConn currently leads 13-7 over Iowa. Paige Beckers only has 2 points. Meanwhile, Caitlin Clark, well, she also only has 2 points. Not the hottest of starts. Caitlin Clark, 1 of 4 from the field. Paige Beckers, 1 of 3 from the field. UConn leads 13-7 here to start the game. They're out there trying to win. Trying is the operative word. And I told you to end the show. I want to highlight some other people who are trying to win, and then I want to actually highlight some individuals and teams that have won based on, you know, where we are. I'm going to take a look at this day in sports history. But before we get there, is a couple of things we need to get to. And primarily, you want to talk about trying to win. We know it's not the athletics. I don't know what you call them anymore. They're certainly not the Oakland Athletics. Golf is trying to win. Like Live Golf is trying to win. Like, there's big events getting ready to come up. This sounds crazy to even think. Hickey, how the hell did we get the Masters already? How?
Can't wait a week. I can't even talk right now. See, I'm so excited. Can't wait week away. How do we get here? No idea.
Yeah, none. And so right now, I don't know if this is good or bad, Live Golf is holding one of their events out in Miami. And so what does that mean? You got to go on YouTube to watch Live Golf. Or you got to watch it on the, I don't know, the CW app. I didn't know the CW had an app. Basically, they don't have television distribution. And so the only time that you're going to see golfers from Live and the PGA get together is a couple of times a year, like four times a year. It's pretty sad and pretty ridiculous. And so I was in stitches. Now that we have so many Live golfers separated from the PGA dudes, Bryson DeChambeau, who's a Live golfer, he basically said that we all got to get together before we destroyed a game of golf. Listen to this.
Well, there's multiple ways that you can solve this problem. I think that from a player's perspective, it needs to come back together for the fans, number one. The fans are what drive this sport. If we don't have fans, we don't have golf. We're not up here entertaining. So that's the most important thing as of right now, the low-hanging fruit. There's got to be a way to come together. How that comes together, that's above all of us out here. Ultimately, it's up to the guys up top to figure it out and figure it out quickly because we can't keep going this direction. It's not sustainable for sure, and it's not a two-year thing. Like it needs to happen quicker than rather than later. It's just for the good of the sport. Too many people are losing interest.
Oh, okay. I'm going to take the money from the organization that has no distribution. I'm just going to take their money, and then I'm going to talk about how everybody needs to get back together and be friends. Nobody would be in this position if you didn't take the money. It's hilarious. Golf is trying to win. Hickey, you going to watch Live Golf over the weekend on YouTube?
Hell no.
Somebody's watching, right? Five people?
I was going to say, yeah, man. Handful, maybe? Few?
Okay, that's Live Golf. I know what other people are going to be watching. People are going to be watching the Masters. People are going to watch the Masters. Last time I checked, they actually have distribution. They're on CBS, okay? Now, having said that, Tiger Woods is trying to get ready. Tiger Woods is trying to win. Last time this man picked up the Masters, it was surprising as hell back in 2019. Since then, he's had accidents and just all types of terrible things. All types of terrible things for whatever reason happened to Tiger Woods. Now, having said that, there's a report in the New York Post. You cannot make this stuff up. It says that Tiger Woods is getting in amazing shape. Remember, he had leg surgery. His leg was almost amputated after his car crash. He's in amazing shape. Tiger Woods is eating right. He's doing everything. They even said Tiger Woods has given up sex. He's abstaining from sex right now so he can get ready for the Masters. And I just had to go, this is the most New York Post story ever. And if you didn't know, Tiger Woods, you forgot, he had a problem, okay? We can go back 14 years ago when his wife chased him out the house. Tiger Woods, listen to this old report from ABC News. This is 14 years ago. He got a problem, no sex.
With his reported stay at a Mississippi clinic that treats sex addiction now said to be complete, Tiger Woods can prepare for his return to the golf course and to a world still reeling from the tawdry parade of his alleged extramarital partners that marched across the newsstands last year. That world will apparently also need to deal with Woods' new identity as a sex addict, joining public figures like David Duchovny and baseball broadcaster Steve Phillips as those who've sought treatment for sex addiction.
Listen, anything is an addiction if it starts to ruin your life. When your wife chases you out the house with golf clubs and you crash into a fire hydrant, yeah, you got an addiction. You can be addicted to anything. If it messes up your life, you can be addicted to it. Anyway, good luck to Tiger Woods. Hopefully, no activity can lead to another green jacket. Good for him. Golf is trying to win. Now it's time to take a look at a couple of things that happened this day in sports. It's April 5th. You know, let's go back to 1984 because there's a man, a 7'1", 7'2" man that became the NBA's all-time leading scorer on this day in 1984. His name is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. This man, 31,420 points at this minute as the Lakers beat the Jazz. Listen to this.
Magic, that's look. It. It says to Kareem, come on down here, big fella. Put in a chair. The crowd stands for Kareem to get the ball. Everybody's waving their arms. It's in to Kareem. Kareem, swing left, right hand, 12-footer, good! The pictures tell the words. They love their captain. They love their leader. And suffice to say, ladies and gentlemen, the new king of scoring has ascended his throne. What an emotional moment. And the kind of a shot that I dreamed about for 3 weeks that he would make, Keith, the hook shot. This man has accomplished something that I don't believe, and I mean this sincerely, I don't think this will ever happen again.
It did happen again by a guy named, nicknamed King. Took 38 years for LeBron James to take the crown from Kareem as scoring champion, and LeBron James is still going. You know what they say about records? They are made to be broken. The Lakers won that game 129-115. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, this day in 1984, becomes the NBA's all-time leading scorer, passing Wilt Chamberlain. Also taking place this day, April 5th, we got to go back to 2010. We're talking about winners, right? Not golfers trying to win by abstaining from sex. We're talking about people actually winning. Let's go to 2010. On this day, Duke beat Butler in the national championship, 61-59. This was Duke's fourth title. And Gordon Hayward, he missed a long three that pretty much secured the victory for Duke. I want you to listen to this play-by-play, courtesy of who else? It's Jim Nance, CBS.
Butler has no timeouts.
So they would hope that Zubek makes this.
Not going to try. It's Hayward pulling it down. Getting around Zubek. At midcourt, launches the shot. Oh, it almost went in. Almost went in. And Duke is the king of the dance, 2010.
I got another one for you. I got another this day in sports history. And we only got to go back a year. You should remember this. It was an ass whooping. 76-59. UConn. Trying to win another national championship tomorrow. Trying to go back-to-back like the Florida Gators did back in 06-07. Last year on this day, UConn smacked San Diego State 76-59. Here, let's listen to that familiar voice again. Jim Nance.
Run it out, and it's in the hands of the coach's son. How about that? Is that appropriate?
Oh, don't you know, just someday he'll be a coach of his own program. Well, this is becoming a family dynasty, if you will.
And Dutch, what a year he's had, too.
Hurley and the Huskies have their dreams come true.
Yeah, congratulations. I mean, by the time we come back on Monday, maybe there's a, maybe they've gone back to back. We're going to know. Well, we won't. Yeah, Hickey, by the time I'm gone, they're still going to be playing, right?
I mean, you talk about tip time, probably like 9:20 Eastern on Monday. So, yeah, we'll be long gone.
Yeah, we'll be gone. Anyway, we're not done. This day in sports history, April 5th, 2024, at approximately 10:20 a.m. Eastern time, Ryan Hickey, super producer and host, he experienced his first earthquake in New York City. Also, just a couple miles outside of New York City, the home of Major League Baseball Network in New Jersey, they also felt the earthquake live on television. And this is what that sounded like.
Yeah, that is true, but that was entertaining right there. Who was your best?
Are we having an earthquake? Seriously, are we having an earthquake? I think we're having an earthquake.
I'm not kidding.
Hey, we're finally going to end up on awful announcing. We're having an earthquake. What's going on here?
Is everything okay?
Control room is shaking. We're shaking.
Are you guys okay?
You guys are all right, right?
We're staying in this, okay. But I'm not kidding you.
This is not a bit. All right, let's go to break.
Guys, you
let's
just
go to break because I'm leaving.
Shake it.
My car's right outside and I'm leaving.
Ironically, that literally was the music playing in the background during the earthquake. It sound comical, like, hey, that was what was playing. And they literally had to go to a commercial break because the room was shaking. Hickey, you lived through an earthquake. Do you want me to get you a T-shirt? One of those I lived through the earthquake of April 5th, 2024.
That would be pretty cool. Vintage. Probably could resell that, too, for a lot of money.
I don't want to give you something for you to resell it. No, thank you.
No. I would wear the one you give me, then try to remake it and sell those. But the original, I'm keeping for sure.
Well, I don't know about that. There was a guy
50-50, we'll split it. How about that?
Nah, there was a guy who was selling those shirts like 3 seconds after the earthquake. And how about this? There was an aftershock the minute we started the show this afternoon. At 6 p.m. Eastern time. There was an aftershock in New York. Now, Hickey, you say you didn't feel it, right?
Did not feel it. So,
okay.
I'll take that as a good thing, I guess.
Yeah, when you leave the studio this evening, hopefully no more earthquakes. None.
Wear a helmet as I'm running out there. Take cover.
Well, if you go outside and the earth moves, then you know it's your fault.
What? Don't put this on me.
Say, if you go outside and the earth moves, you taking the subway back?
I'm going to attempt to. If it's still running.
His subway is dangerous for a million reasons, and now you got to think about the earth moving underneath you. Hey, Hickey, thank you for a great week.
JR, likewise. This is a lot of fun. Busy week, but a fun week.
Yeah, when we come back Monday, we'll know who won the women's side. As of right now, UConn leads over Iowa 19-14. Caitlin Clark only with 2 points. Paige Beckers with two. An ugly start at the end of the first. Whoever wins this game goes on to take on South Carolina. Listen, folks, enjoy the men's side tomorrow, North Carolina State versus Purdue and Alabama versus UConn. Thank you so much to Bryant McFadden, my main man, for joining us. Thank you as well to Sean Hurd of the Anscape to talk about the women's game. Hey, I'll be back on Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. The JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio is done. I'll catch you on Monday. Don't move, because I said so. And then Bart Winkler also, he's coming up next. Hey, thank you, Hickey.